On vision, there's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Getting 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bumpo, baby, bumpo, bumpo, bumpo,
oh, yeah.
Time to talk fishing with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin, who joins us now. Morning, Jeff.
Let's do that.
Let's talk fishing. I was away last week. You were not. So we haven't yet talked about how opening fishing went for you, but first you have some breaking news for us.
If you've been watching anybody in and out of the parking lots at the bait shop and walking in the door and asking if they've got spot tail shiners and coming back out with a disgusted look on their face, that whole situation changed overnight. There's more shiners in our area right now than anybody knows what to do with.
Huh.
Can you believe that?
No. So what, the weather's like finally catching up, huh? And so they're able to...
Well, there's a story here, and in my mind, it's a good one because I'm not the foremost authority on DNR rules and how things work and don't work, but I've been around a while, and I know that it's usually an uphill battle to try and get something changed, and somehow or another, there was an intervention that took place this during this week. Now, the goal is to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species, and more specifically, the zebra mussels. So, based on an annual average day that the water temperature would theoretically reach 55 degrees, there's an arbitrary date set for closing the season to shiner trapping. Most of the trappers this past week had barely got started getting minnows. Well, the Chad Benson, a friend of mine, and one of the Bemidji area trappers probably had done the best throughout the whole season since ice out. He had someplace just over maybe 100 gallons of shiners, and that you're trying to cover every bait retailer in the area with that. It doesn't spread out very well. So he got concerned because our weather has been so chilly this year. The water temperature is nowhere near 55 degrees. The shiners had just barely begun to run, and he was looking for somebody to call about this thing. So MinFish, a statewide organization, he thought maybe would be looking to take up the cause if he got a hold of them. So he called Dwayne Peterson, former co-owner of Northland Fishing Tackle, who called his brother John Peterson, vice president of MinFish, who called the executive director, Mark Holston, who is the former DNR commissioner himself. And from there, the thing just sort of took on a life of its own, and somehow they got an extension instead of continuing with the May 22nd closure. They allowed those folks to put their traps back in the lake again yesterday morning, and about 9:15 in the morning yesterday, I got a call from Chad who said, "Do you know anybody who needs some shiners?" I showed up, and there's like 100 gallons in my traps right now, and I got to get rid of them fast. And meanwhile, all of the other shiner runs in the area hit at the same time, and so the shiner supply went from being an absolute famine. I was buying a ration of 1/2 pint of Shiners per day. That was what I was allowed to get. And I was lucky because I was able to get them. I opened the bag just because I'm me and I got curious. So I had to count and see how many Shiner minnows there are in 1/2 pint. And for the future reference, it's 35 minnows. And so that's not a lot if you're trying to, you know, fish with 3 or 4 people for the entire day. So we round out the supply with whatever else we could get. Long story short, as of today, you can buy all the Shiners you want. There's no restrictions, no limitations, because the word spread so fast yesterday that literally any bait shop, any place in the region, north central Minnesota, south Minnesota, north, way up north, wherever, whoever wants them is going to have them. So the Memorial Day weekend is going to be filled with people saying, pass the Shiners.
Well, good. That is great news.
Yeah, well, it is, and especially for the bait dealers, because this is a gigantic part of their annual income. If you could say, let's say, whatever the busiest season is, whatever business that you're in, whatever kind of a job you have, everybody has a season where, if I don't work for the next 3 months or 4 months, whatever it is, my whole year will be destroyed. And that's what the first few weeks, the Shiner period for most bait shops, is the part of the season where they can make up all of the losses from slow times or bad weather or whatever it happens to be. This is typically it. So this is breathing new life into a kind of a dismal situation. And I don't know exactly how they did it, but I got a pat. The Minfish guys, Dwayne Peterson, and whoever he got a hold of from then on, it's no easy thing to just get a hold of somebody and get an extension like this, you know, overnight, you know, and I'm sure for them it wasn't overnight. There was probably a lot of calls, and I can condense it down into a short story and make it happen, make it sound like it happened in 10 minutes, but I know it was a lot more work than that. So if you run into some of those folks in the Bemidji area or any other place, it'd be worth a pat on the back, I think, to them, because they really stepped up. And you know, started with Benson himself, the trapper who was only concerned that, you know, this just isn't right. The minnows haven't even started to run yet, and the season is already closed. So it was a good thing. They've got now until May 31st to keep trapping, unless there would happen to be 2 days in a row where the water temperature reaches 55 degrees, and then that would trigger an earlier shutoff. So any way you look at it, within the next 5 days, they've got to get as many as they can get and get them delivered to as many places as they can. And then that'll kind of take care of the entire, I'm sure after May 31st, there won't be no further extension on any of the wide spread Winnebagoche, Upper Red Lake, Beach Lake, Mille Lacs, the lakes that have the really gigantic Shiner runs all happen to be aquatic invasive species lakes. And so that closure will be the real thing on May 31st. And then folks can continue to get some minnows off the reservation and outside of the AIS lakes, but those are small and the Shiner runs are not a major big deal. So that kind of creates sporadic supplies. And we'll see how important it is now. If the weather keeps going the direction it's going, the minnow fishing season is going to go longer than a typical fishing year, because we're already pushing up against Memorial Day weekend and surface water. Depending on where you go, you can still find water temperatures in the 40s, the high 48, 49, 50. On Winnebagoche, which is where I've been spending most of my time over the past 6-7 days, I am able to find some low 50-degree water, 53, 54, depending on, you know, getting back into the back bays and so on. So it's generally warming up a little bit, but we're quite a ways, I think, from having, you know, big full-scale insect hatches and the kind of events that make the fish move away from the shallow water. As long as those the minnows, the shiners, and small perch and other bait fish are inhabiting the shoreline, the walleyes are going to stick around kind of in those areas. And it should be about a jig and minnow bite, at least throughout the Memorial Day weekend. And then by next Thursday, we may be talking about a few other approaches to it. But I think that's kind of where things are going to be at right now.
So usually around this time, what are lake temperatures? You said right now 53, 54, but what would you usually expect?
Well, last year at this time, we had an early warm-up, and we were in the 60-degree, low 60-degree range, which in the spring is what I would call the kind of quote-unquote ideal walleye fishing temperatures, when the water warms up just enough to get everything really active and the shallow water kind of fills up with everything. You know, you've got bug hatches going on, you've got minnows in there and crayfish and all kinds of things that are totally active. And this year there's lots of places in the area that can kind of stay in dormant. Now I mentioned Winnie, which has kind of become the epicenter. The walleyes are biting on Winnie. If the folks who know where to look are able to catch fish, and it depends a little bit on the day, the wind, and so on and so forth. The fish are definitely biting, but between the cold water temperature and how high the water is, it's 2 to 3, maybe more feet high in a lot of places than what we're used to for this time of year. The typical scenario for me when I launch my boat at any boat landing, I have to walk through a little bit of water to get onto the dock. Let's just say it's not super flood stage, but every dock in the area is either right at the water line or just barely hanging above it. So we've got plenty of water, and that's had the effect of spreading these fish out across the flats. It's pretty easy to get them to bite. It's just not easy to get in front of a whole bunch of them at one time. So for me, I'm a structure fisherman. I like to hug the edge of a drop-off or surround a little weed patch or kind of hover on top of a rock pile. I can forget all of that. This is just not working at all right now. You go get onto one end of the flat and let the wind take you to the other end of it, and whenever you encounter a school of fish, you pick a few of them off. And if it gets really calm, they'll sometimes gather along a brake line or something like that. But I'm just forcing myself to let go and let nature do what nature does. And eventually, every day I dig myself a little hole about noonish or so. I got hardly nothing in the live well, and then by 5 o'clock we're doing pretty well. You know, and occasionally, I can't say that the folks fishing with me have left the lake with a limit of fish every day, but we've had a pretty fair representation. It's been anywhere between, you know, if I'm fishing with 3 people, it could be 8 to 10, 12, someplace in that neck of the woods at decent sized keepers. And now we're being a little more selective than some folks are. There are days that we could have kept fish in the 13 to 14 inch range and chose not to. We're kind of shooting for a 15 inch minimum right now because the lake actually has the supply of fish to be able to do that. And I'd rather leave those smaller ones for next year. And also, the common wisdom over the past 2 or 3 years, folks have gotten concerned that maybe there was too many fish in the protected slot, and so the DNR several years back switched the slot limit from 18 or from 17 to 26. They opened that up and made it a little easier to harvest some fish, especially the larger ones, when they changed that slot size from 18 to 23 inches. And for the past few years, most folks have been keeping those fish over 23. And it would have been easy for us to do that this week. Almost every day we could have harvested those oversized fish. But now that there's plenty of the quote-unquote eater-sized ones out there, it doesn't seem like a big emergency to gather those fish. So we've been releasing them, take some nice pictures, and let those go back in the lake, but folks who do choose to keep one are certainly allowed to do it. It's not being totally encouraged now like it was for a little while, but it's not being discouraged either.
We're talking to Jeff Sundin, our early bird fishing guide. Jeff, how is business? Are you booked up? Or are things going well?
Yeah, this is, I'm kind of lucky because I've been doing it for a long time. I have lots of folks that rebook and things like that. But yeah, it's been plenty busy, and nothing seems to be too much different. I do notice that the traffic, you know, the buzz on the street about the increase in the traffic and how there was more people fishing and all that sort of thing. This has normalized now. The kids are back in sports and people have other things going on. Probably there's a little bit of influence. It's hard to know these things because you only see what you see, but I wouldn't be too surprised if some folks were leaning away from fishing quite as much as they had been because of the gas prices and between the increased cost of going out and being able to spend a day on the water, along with the kind of cold, crummy weather that we've been having, and start adding things all up. And we probably would expect that the traffic would be a little slower out on the lakes, but not slow enough to be a dramatic difference, but it's noticeable.
Well, Jeff, we got to go, but I want to know, how did the grandbaby's first fishing opener go?
Well, we had lots of smiley faces out there. You can't measure success in terms of how many fish we caught, but it was a nice ride out there. I was on the phone with folks around the area. Literally everybody that fished every place that first day or two, we had because of the late spring, lots and lots of people snuck up into the shallow water and found a lot of male walleyes that were still in just barely finishing up the spawning season. And I can't think of hardly any lake that folks weren't catching a lot of fish. I got a couple of calls, you know, everybody was leaving the lake at noon, 1 o'clock, something like that, with limits of walleye. So the beginning of the season, the opener was really good. It didn't last long. From then on, it's been kind of on the slow side for people, depending on which lake. But as we see these temperatures begin to warm up now, everything's going to change. I'm predicting Memorial Weekend and on through into next week, I think it's going to be kind of the peak of the early season jigging minnow walleye fishing. And then we're going to be talking about some panfish and other things moving in after that. So next week there should probably be a little more variety.
Sounds great. And the good news that the shiner minnows are back. Jeff, have a great week on the water. We'll check in next week.
Happy fishing.
Happy fishing.